Mel Lavitt lives in Park City with his wife, Wendy, and he's played a role on the Governor's Economic Development Board, known as GOED, for 12 years now. Recently, he's been elected to head up the Incentives Committee for a four-year term. Lavitt says Utah is different from many other states that offer tax breaks for companies to move in.
State can never be out any money. The company has to hire the people, pay the taxes, and then they apply for the incentive. So it's unlike some states which give in cash up front, and then if the company doesn't succeed or fulfill their promise, they're out the money. So we're never in a lost position, and the incentives, I think now our average length of incentives, someplace around 7-8 years.
Lavitt's background is in investment banking and is currently a senior advisor with Needham & Company. He's worked in New York, San Francisco, and Silicon Valley. He says his work on the committee is to attract the right kinds of businesses to Utah.
What we try to do is raise money and bring companies public and help them with their mergers and acquisitions. So I've had a long and deep involvement with growth companies, which are primarily either tech or medical tech type of companies over the years.
He says they're focused on attracting new and expanding businesses like Procter & Gamble, Goldman Sachs, and EMC.
Yeah, if you take a look at the growth of the I-15 corridor, it is predominantly tech. Some are homegrown companies like Qualtrics, Domo. There are companies that have been brought here through our incentive program, you know, which are household names.
Lavitt says they continue to work on deals like the recent Amazon Fulfillment Center announcement.
We have an outreach program where we'll go and visit companies. A lot of companies are brought to us by site selectors. I don't know how long the Amazon process was. I mean, it wasn't a week or two. It was probably months. First, they got to come here and they got to look and then where they like want to be located and how comfortable they are, what they find here, and is this the right place for them?
Lavitt says Utah's reputation for paying low wages is changing.
Number of these tech companies are very high-paying jobs. We don't incent retail. That's just part of the statute. You know, Utah is learning very quickly that there's no such thing anymore as the Utah discount. People come here and the cost of living is cheaper, but if you want to attract good people, you're not going to give them a salary cut to come here.
Before the Incentives Committee makes recommendations to the GOED, they look at the type of business, prospective number of jobs, pay ranges, and the facilities needed. He says they have exciting prospects in the hopper, but can't discuss them until things are approved by the board. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.